Beginning this Sunday, the PBS anthology program Masterpiece Theater is marking its 20th anniversary by rebroadcasting one of its most popular miniseries, I, Claudius. It was first run in this country in 1977. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I'd only been a TV critic for a couple of years when I, Claudius premiered on PBS, and it taught me a terrific lesson. This was back when miniseries were relatively new. It was the same year that ABC struck gold with Roots. And the normal operating procedure for most PBS stations was to screen only the first hour of a multi-episode drama for critics. This was back in the dark ages, remember, before VCRs. And previewing a new show meant sitting in a screening room and having the videotape fed in from a local TV station's control room. So anyway, I watched the first hour of I, Claudius, and it was no big deal. A few good scenes, yeah, but it was pretty cheap-looking. I caught a boom microphone on camera once, and I wasn't too impressed. I wrote a so-so review, and that was that. Except that I kept watching I, Claudius each week on TV, and it kept getting better and better. By the middle of the series, I had written a retraction of my earlier review. By the end, I was calling Derek Jacobi's Claudius the best performance of the season. Since then, I've always demanded to see every miniseries in its entirety, which, when you're dealing with Danielle Steele, can be pretty brutal. But that's the price you pay. The point is, seek out I, Claudius and stay with it, because this Roman history lesson keeps kicking into a higher gear. I know, because I've just watched the whole series again. It's not until episode 9, for example, that John Hurt really cuts loose as Caligula. He stuns his royal court by performing a dance dressed as Jove in an outfit more suited to a drag queen than a Roman emperor. His stuttering Uncle Claudius offers his opinion with words that are very carefully chosen.
Oh, George! Witnessed a dance that gave me such profound spiritual joy.
Did you like it?
It was indescribable.
Well, it was only a rehearsal.
Oh, whatever will the finished performance be like?
It's even later in the show when Claudius, who's spent his whole life as the court buffoon, informs the skeptical Senate that he's about to take the throne. A speech that Jacobi performs magnificently.
It is true, I'm hard of hearing. But you will find it's not for want of listening. As for speaking, again, it's true, I have an impediment. But isn't what a man says more important than how long he takes to say it? It's true again, I have little experience of government. But then have you more? I at least have lived with the imperial family who have ruled this empire ever since you so spinelessly handed it over to us. As for being half-witted, well, what can I say? Except that I have survived to middle age with half my wits, while thousands have died with all of theirs intact. Evidently, quality of wits is more important than quantity.
I, Claudius got away with a lot because of its historical trappings. It's wilder and kinkier than any primetime soap opera. In fact, the producer of Dynasty told me once that she created that show as a modern-day I, Claudius, but she didn't even come close. Dynasty never had a copulation contest, or incest, or ritual murders. Or a cast like Derek Jacobi, John Hurt, Sean Phillips, and Patrick Stewart, who's now starring as Captain Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation. I, Claudius is still one of the best things Masterpiece Theater has ever offered. I, David, recommend that you watch it. All of it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.